Welcome to the Deeper Daily Broadcast with Pastor Paul White. We hope the good news of God's abundant grace and favor will be daily bread to your soul. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Paul.
We want to welcome you to another edition of the Deeper Daily Broadcast. This is Pastor Paul White. I want to continue today with a sermon we began airing for you on Monday's program. This is from a recent Wednesday evening Bible study from the home church, Midland Church, in Poplar Bluff. It's called Securing the Borders of Christian Liberty.
To have this kind of knowledge, you're going to need some kind of discernment. Look at chapter 2, same book, and we're confining the thought of all things to Paul's letter to Corinth. In his first letter specifically, look at chapter 2, verse 15. He that is spiritual judges what? All things. This is the key, right? He that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Now, the word judges is a little unfortunate because it doesn't speak of the power. I don't know what your translation says, but I'll tell you what the Greek word is. The Greek translation is discernment, or to discern. So it would be, he that is spiritual discerns all things, yet he himself is discerned of no man. Nobody's going to be able to quite understand your Christianity without your Christ. And believe you me, nobody will ever understand your Christianity that hasn't met your Christ. And when you meet a sinner who says they understand Christianity, they've yet to meet someone who knows radical grace. Because when you know radical grace, there's no way man can discern you without a revelation of grace. You cannot discern Christianity as you can Hinduism or Buddhism or Judaism or any other faith. And when man thinks they have Christianity figured out, may you know they've never met the Christ of Christianity. Because every true born-again believer that knows Christ will readily admit to you, I don't have it all figured out. It's one of the beautiful things about who I am in Christ is that I learn a little bit more tomorrow about who I am in Christ. Though I know I'm in Christ and Christ is in me, there's more to learn. So no man can discern me. No man can discern everything about me. But that's not the key to the verse. The key is the fact that if you're spiritual, you're going to discern all things. It's one of the key components of Christian liberty is the fact that the Holy Spirit lives in you to discern all things. And so the Holy Spirit's constantly speaking to believers. Continue to help them to walk this and to discern this in every area of their life. Look at chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse number 6. What's our key two words in this book? All things. Keep it in mind. Watch Paul use it again. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. But to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things. And we are in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we are by Him. All things are in God, and by God, and Jesus is of God, and we are in Jesus. So note that all things that Paul is talking about are all things that proceed from the hand of God, Jesus Christ included, not excluded, included. Chapter 9. Let's look at some context with verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race, the Greek is they which run in the games. Sort of like the Olympic Games would come to be known. They that run in the race run all, but only one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain. Now watch 25. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. In what? All things. What's the two key words of our book? All things. So Paul says, every man that runs, striving for the mastery, he's temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. He's talking about the Olympics. They run races to get a corruptible crown, but we run this race to get an incorruptible crown. And notice the word temperate is better translated self-restraint. Self-control. Paul says, every man that is running this race strives to master this life. And how does he do it? With something called self-restraint and self-control. And he does it in all things in his life. Are we starting to see Paul's idea of what all things was? He says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient for me. All things, every single thing. Every single thing in this world, in this universe, all fall within the realm of what could be mine. But let's read on. Let's add a few more to it. 1 Corinthians 10. Verse 23. We're gonna add this one here in just a little bit too. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me. Here's going to come one that we're going to add in just a second. I wanted to give it to you while we were here, okay, instead of turning away and coming back. But all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. So we find that although all things are lawful, not all things are expedient. And then he adds a little bitty thing that he doesn't put in the sixth chapter. All things are lawful, but all things edify not. 15:27. Now we're dealing with resurrection. If you never read the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, go real slow through it when you get home and just read this awesome chapter that Paul gives you on resurrection. Did you know one of Paul's keys to how to live free from sin is found in a chapter on resurrection? Where Paul says in the 34th verse, awake to righteousness and sin not. Wake up to how righteous you are in Christ and the sin issues of your life begin to vanish. Many of us are still struggling with sin because we're not awake to how righteous we are in Jesus. We begin to think our righteousness is found somewhere else. Wake up, church, to how righteous that you are in Jesus Christ. But look at 27. He hath put all things under his feet. What are all things have been put under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it's manifest that he's accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subject to him, then shall the Son also himself be subject to him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Has Paul properly established what all things are? All things encompass all things. So we basically took care of the first half of all things are expedient. So now let's look at the second half. All things are expedient, but here comes our borders. Here comes our fences. Here comes our limitations. If there's a limitation to the way a Christian's supposed to live in grace, Paul says it in that one little conjunction. But there's something about your liberty that I want you to know, Christian. There's something about who you are that I want you to realize. And to do so, go to the sixth chapter and let's look at that little verse again. Chapter 6, verse 12. All things are lawful for me, our key word, but all things are not expedient. And so here comes our first border. And we're going to have three, just based on two passages in Corinthians. We're going to have three distinct things. I think three is a good round number to kind of remember a lot of stuff with, too. Plus, this is about all the time we have. But let me show you three things out of these power verses here in Corinthians to show you that there are borders and structures. The first is that not all things are expedient. Okay? There's the first but. All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. Now, the word expedient is really difficult out of the Greek. The best English word that I can see, and they hit it a couple of times in the Gospels, and we're going to see that in a moment, is the word profitable. So somewhere in your margin, you might write this. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. Remember what the apostle would say about those who run in the race, run to win. We who strive are temperate in all things, self-restraining in all things, to receive an incorruptible crown. The word that is used here for expedient deals with things that are put into your life to make the run better. Okay? So Paul is saying this, nothing's off limits for me, but the problem is not all things profit me. You see, there's some things I can do. I can do anything I want because all things are lawful for me. But the problem is that some of them don't aid my race. Because I'm running, man, and I'm living for Christ, and I'm loving life, and I'm seeing good days, but I've noticed that there's some things I can do, even though they're not off limits. I can do whatever I want. All things are lawful, but not everything profits me. It's kind of like putting stuff on while I'm racing. There's nothing against it. There's no law that I can't wear hunting boots when I sprint the 40-yard dash. It's allowed. Nobody's going to tell me I'm going to hell, but the problem just might be, sure is difficult to run well. You understand what I mean? And this is what Paul says. Look, all things are lawful, but the problem with everything being lawful is not that it's lawful, but some of it tends to weigh me down. I mean, it doesn't help me get there faster. It doesn't help me get there stronger. It doesn't help me get there smoother. I can't seem to do what I want to do. Now, what's expedient for one may not be expedient for another. I love the fact that Paul doesn't say all things are lawful, but the following is not expedient. You notice that? He doesn't say that because that's not the way grace ministers, and it's not the way New Covenant believers live. It would be easy for me to say to you, look, guys, I've been in this a few decades, and I've found some of this stuff really going to hurt you, so I'm going to give you a list. The following things will make your walk more difficult, and we're going to preach them the next 6 months every Sunday. Come back. We have a lot of verses. All right? And the problem with that is that, well, first of all, I would be doing that on my own because the Apostle Paul didn't teach us how to do that. Jesus didn't teach us how to do that. And the real problem would be is that it's very simple, if we're not careful, to turn the beauty of grace right back into the structure of law. How is that so easy? Stand fast. Why do we open with stand fast? Because I wanted you to realize that when you teach a message like this one tonight, it's very easy for people to inject legalism right back into the grace wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be ye not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Don't take your knowledge that you are free, throw that butt onto it, and then just get scared all the time that everything's going to drag you down. You're not going to be able to make it. Just relax. Stand fast in your liberties. You have to stand fast in it, because it's going to be very, very easy for you to drift off and to try to create works out of issues in your life. But don't reject the voice of the Spirit that says, are you going to be able to run this good with this on? Don't reject that voice and go, oh, but all things are lawful. No, it's not, but it's the but falls after lawful. All things are lawful, but some of it just doesn't do me any good. Now, I don't know what does you good, okay? This is why you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This is why the Holy Spirit identifies in you. And I don't preach to you the things that aren't profitable to me, and you don't have to preach to me the things that aren't profitable to you. The Holy Spirit is in us, and He is going to identify in us the areas that drag us down, the areas that hurt us in our race. Now, we can spend as much time on that which we can spend, let me say it this way, we can end up spending so much time on unprofitable things in our lives, though they're not unlawful. We can do it. All things are lawful, right? But we can spend so much time on the unprofitable that it actually stunts our growth. Though what we're doing is not bad, we've spent so much time with that which doesn't profit us that we're wasting God-given time. Now, what did Paul say about grace? Paul said, I have labored more abundantly than they all, but not I, but the grace of God which is in me. You know what Paul was saying there? Look, you know what grace has helped me to do? It's helped me to not get bogged down with the stuff that wastes my time, that wastes my sleep, that wastes my money, that wastes my day. Law didn't teach me that. Grace taught me that. That's what Paul says. Grace has made me a better preacher. Grace has made my time more useful. Grace has made me a better father. Grace has made me a better citizen. Not someone yelling at me and screaming at me and telling me to do this, but God's grace in me has done this. Now all things are lawful for me, but God's grace in me shows me that every now and then I'm spending so much time with the unprofitable as to drag myself down so that where I'm no profit to anyone else. So not only is it unprofitable to me, I've ceased to be profitable to the church. I've ceased to be profitable to God because I'm so consumed with stuff. We can get so wrapped up in stuff that which should have never have been a problem has begun to drag us down. Listen to the way that Jesus put it. Look at Matthew chapter 5.
That's all we have time for today, and I want to thank you for listening to this message. We started it on Monday's program, and it's called Securing the Borders of Christian Liberty. If you'd like a copy of this message on CD, it's approximately 1 hour long, and we'll send it to you postage paid and free of charge. All you have to do is contact us here at the ministry and ask for it by its title, Securing the Borders of Christian Liberty. We'll continue the message on tomorrow's program, and until then, this is Pastor Paul White saying, God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Broadcast. To order products mentioned in today's program, write us at Paul White Ministries, P.O. Box 985, Poplar Bluff, Missouri 63902, or call us at 573-686-2414. To order online, visit our website at www.paulwhiteministries.org. May God's abundant grace and favor be with you in Jesus' lovely name.